K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, men's, women's basketball, football, and everything else in between. It's your first time listening to this episode podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on a Sunday. Yes, recording on a Sunday here. Got quite the schedule here. Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Like, subscribe. Been following us for a while, or since the beginning of the year, or since all the way back to since the very beginning of this podcast, especially your K-State fan. Thank you so much for your continued support for this podcast. Make sure you continue to, again, one, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content, daily, yes. We'll be right there. You guys will be notified about that. Second thing, if you're a K-State fan, which some of y'all should be, definitely continue to spread the word. Tell one friend, one K-State friend, or Big 12 fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Getting right on into it here, a little bit of quick breaking news update here. Sure you know, representing K-State indoor track and field team at the NCAA Championships, wrote it down in my notepad. She was tied for eighth in the woman's high jump yesterday, or got tied for the, I think, anyways, point being, she was tied for eighth in the women's high jump yesterday, earning first team All-American honors, from that meet, and it ends today, not mistaken there, but I did read what Travis Goford, head coach of the K-State track and field team, said. And we're going to hear from him right now, saying, quote, "I'm just super proud of Sherry. She just competed like a champ today." He goes on to say, quote, "You know, she's been at this meet before and had disappointment and just was calm and collected today and consequently earned her first All-American honor," end quote. So, sure you know, I talked about this a little bit in the preview and a little bit in the last time we tried track and field on here, that she's been to this stage before and very consistent, and yesterday achieved the personal best. She was very consistent, 5.75, and that on her first jump, 6.25. Which put her right there in the thick of things in the eighth, and it ended up being in the eighth spot there for any NCAA championships there. Evelyn Lavelle of Texas also was there, but she couldn't get past her PR either there as well. Sherry, you know, adds first team All-American to her honors after previously earning just second team honors last year, finishing only 14th in Boston, Massachusetts. She 14th, 18th, 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th, 10th, 9th, plus 7. Yes, I did live math here on the Pro Project Podcast. Plus 7 improvement from last year. Huge right there. We're going to continue on with Travis Schofield here. Still talking about Shirino there. Cool. I think what's really cool about it in the sport, when you get that title All-American, that title stays with you for a lifetime, and so she can be proud of it. Goes on to say, to finish it off, quote, "When she gets introduced from here on out, you know, this is our All-American Sherry, you know." Let's see here. Let's see if I can get anything else right here. That's pretty much it right there. So, yeah, Sherry, you know, top 8, All-American Sherry, you know, we should say on this podcast now. K-State All-American. Sure you know. Top 8. With a 6.25 on her first jump. Yeah, that's a K-State best. That's a career best for sure you know. As I said, she was 5.8, 5.8, 5.8, 5.6. And yesterday, right off the jump, got off to a good start, and that's what carried her right there to the All-American. So, again, congratulations to the newest All-American at K-State. Sure you know, yesterday at the NCAA Indoor Championships, getting a best, a college career best anyways, 6.75 high jump, in the women's high jump. Tying here for eighth there. And next time you will see, we will hear from the K-State now outdoor track and field team. They'll take center stage April, was this actually in a few weeks, so right around the corner, believe it or not. April 4th in Norman, Oklahoma, the John Jacobs Invitational will kick off Travis Gopher State View in the outdoor side. So what a way to go. Travis Gopher, All-American Sherry, we got to slide that in there now. We got to add that to the profile now, you know what I mean? So that's huge right there. So obviously, congratulations. Sherry, one of the transfers over to K-State, along with Gary Moore Jr. and several others there to this team. And that's big. That's big right there to do that in the biggest stage right there. And also, doesn't that hurt to have that experience there as well? So congratulations to our newest All-American, Sherry Anou, women's high jump, eighth there with a 6 foot, 3/4 jump there. Damn, that's almost 7 feet right there as well there for Sherry. So awesome. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here real quick here before I wrap this up. We'll catch up with women's tennis. Women's tennis is playing today, I believe. No, they're not. I don't think they're playing today. I think I'm getting that mixed up with women's rowing. We'll get you squared or caught with that as we go into the week. And how about K-State baseball? Baseball looking for a sweep. As I'm recording this right now, just after 10. Yes, just after 10. It's been a slow start and a shocking start for Eddie Greer III on a Sunday. I'm not going to dive into that because I'm not happy about that. We're very not happy about that. But anyways, so we'll get you squared away with women's tennis. I know I mentioned it, I believe, in the postcast last night that I recorded, which should be up wherever you get your podcast. The belt to ass on Utah. We're going to continue that theme today. There, that's up wherever you get your podcast there. Women's tennis, their winning streak snapped on Friday. We'll get you the lowdown on that. And women's rowing, we'll get you the update on that as they are duking it out there in California, in the waters of California out there as well. So we'll get you caught up there on that. And of course, K-State women's basketball. Where are we going to go? We're going to find out by the end of the afternoon where they're going, and we'll talk about it here on this podcast for sure. That, you be on the lookout for that. That will come out probably at 11:30, an hour before I finally get unleashed for the 2025 running season. So I'm all jacked, bundled up, not cold, but all tightened up here. Yeah, I'm ready to finally get unleashed here with everything else. But yeah, so how about Sherry Anou unleashed yesterday, getting a college career best and adding an All-American to that title there in the women's high jump there, eighth in the indoor NCAA championships in the women's high jump yesterday afternoon. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where podcasts are found free and available daily whenever you have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to do it right now. I will, as soon as I get off here, I will update Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3, EDID apostrophe S podcast. Fresh episode coming at you here today. Been meaning around me to get around that, haven't got to it yet. Should do that right now. Alex Aiton, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Gets.